It's 2 o'clock Mountain Time. It's Tuesday, and it is July 28th. Believe it or not, July is almost over. not sure where Shane is today. Haven't heard from him. not sure that nothing about him not being here, so I'm not sure where he is, but hopefully he will join us shortly. In the meantime, Tom Eaglehoff, your morning mayor, AM 1450 KMMS in Bozeman, Montana. What a great city to be from. And Shane may be coming in here any second now. There he probably is. Finally, you're late.
I feel like William Barr in front of that.
Hang on, let me get your sound here. I got to pick the right one. Go ahead.
I said, I feel like William Barr, only my computer wouldn't work. I'm so sorry, everyone.
That's all right. Hey, you're here. You're here. That's the important thing. So.
Did you watch any of the hearings?
I didn't. I was out running errands all day, so you're going to have to fill us in on exactly what happened all day long with this, with Barr and Chubby Chicken and all the other folks that were there.
Nadler. In Antifa, it's a fantasy. It doesn't exist. Well, there's 40 people on this committee. Mm-hmm. The judiciary committee he chairs, and they all get 5 minutes. So Americans watch this, but they won't, because the woke media won't cover all like that, the sound bites. But it's almost intolerable, the bigotry on the part of the Congress, demolition Congress people.
Yeah.
Any Republican running against them in their district should use this hearing today to extend their bigotry, their lack of tolerance. They wouldn't let him answer a question. They'd go through this long.
Yeah, you can't let him answer anything.
Yeah, and then end it with a question, and he'd start answering the question, and they'd say, I want my time back. I mean, they got to change the rules. It was a circus. And then when he did get a chance, of course, when Republicans would allow him to, He made a mockery of these demolition Congress people because they, oh my gosh, it was pretty bad. I'm sure a lot of people, hopefully that are hearing us today, may have watched them, but because it's tough, very tough. Anyway, I'll let you take it over from here because I'm going to try and open some files that I couldn't open before. So go ahead there.
Okay. Well, Bob's here. Linda's here. We've got a contingency of people here to talk to. I'll remind you while Shane is pulling up all the files he needs, we are on every Saturday at 8 to 11 Mountain Time. All you got to do is go to KMMSAM.com and listen to us there. You can also call in during that show or text us. We'll give you the numbers over there on Saturday, of course. But you can call us and talk to us just like a regular radio talk show. We do that, and we'd love to have you people outside of our immediate listening area, you folks out and about the rest of the country that check our podcasts out. We'd love to hear from you. And also, you can listen to any of our previous shows. We're all on KMMSAF.com as well. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast there. And you will be taken over to that, and we'll be happy to see you over there as well. We're at 5,175 downloads. I think we're 25 downloads away from 5,200, Shane. Wow, that's pretty impressive, I think. I don't know.
Well, you're an impressive guy.
Well, what can I tell you, man? And of course, if you like us, and who wouldn't, you've got to subscribe over at Facebook. And if you're watching us on Facebook, please comment, please like us, hit the little thumbs up button down there, and subscribe down in the corner, the right hand corner. Hit that thing down there, right? And subscribe. Right. Yeah. Well, as Shane started out with, of course, our top story today is Barr condemns the rioters in the House testimony and got beat up and whatever pretty badly, I guess. So that's kind of where we are at the moment.
Yeah, it would appear that it's not enough to see it. There was one case that congressman from Ohio, the wrestler, I can't think of his name, never wears a sports coat or whatever.
Oh yeah,
he for the benefit of Chubby Nadler, the chairman, he did some video, one of these videos.
Yeah,
that he did during
the myth videos.
Yeah. And he goes, these correspondents from CNN and MSNBC and all the other networks,
yeah,
they're correspondents and they've got burning buildings behind them and explosions going off in Portland. And they're all going, this is a peaceful demonstration. It was ridiculous.
Of course it is. What else could you ask for? Yeah, Linda's here. Exactly. Yeah, Jim says, hi, guys. I just watched the worst kangaroo court Democratic injustice that I've ever seen in my life in the House. I can't believe that America has reached this point. And Bruce says, afternoon. Hey, Bruce, glad you're here. And
we got a lot of folks here. Jim, you got great lines and you have great comments because you hit that one right on the numbers. Just all net. You got it. All net.
There you go. Yeah, that was good. So, yeah, well, what can we say here? I mean, we knew Barr going in there was going to get a cold reception from the Democrats, obviously. I don't think that's any surprise.
Waterboarding.
Well, yeah, but Shane, I don't remember, even during the Watergate hearings and some of the, ever since Clarence Thomas, we'll go back that far, I mean, these folks questioning these people, I remember Kennedy going after Rehnquist. These folks have just got out of control, and
they have these huge staffs. They've got a $1.5 million budget for their office. That's a nice budget.
Oh yeah.
And Senator $2.5 million for their office budget. Mm-hmm. So they have all these brilliant people they've hired, lawyers and mostly lawyers, and probably people have photographic memories, whatever, computer talented people, and they write these questions supposedly or their comments, but they're it's all politics. There's no policy and there's no government, and then they don't even give him a chance to respond after they make this long dissertation. So normally they'll set up a series of questions to make a point, because it's only 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't even do that. Just drone on and on about the misgivings and and insulting your president and insulting Barr, and it's a very sad thing to see because it doesn't accomplish anything.
Well, no, it doesn't. If you want to question somebody, then go ahead and question them. Be my guest.
Let them answer.
The question. Yeah, yeah. I mean. Well, I think they're afraid of the answers. They just want to get their part in there, and that's it. We're done.
Well, one of the things you see, understanding your government and how it works, is he would start dancing, and they'd say the congressperson would say, "I'm taking back my time." So interrupt him.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, no question, you want the Republicans to take over the House so they can change these rules in these, mm-hmm. committee hearings where someone's asked a question, you let them answer.
Yeah.
And if they go on and on, then you say, take back my time. You're not answering the question. That's sure. a polite thing to do.
Kamala Harris was the expert at that. she would make she has 5 minutes. She'd make a 10-minute speech before she ever asked a question, and then she would interrupt all the way through it. That's why I think she'd make a great vice president. Miss Vice President, shut up.
I changed my choice. I got to get it in at the beginning. I think I said Karen Bass yesterday for vice president. Now I'm going with, excuse me.
Harris yesterday.
So today I'm going with Karen Bass from California, but I really would like Susan Rice to get picked. That would be
Biden Bass. Biden Bass, yeah. Biden Rice.
Well, that's Biden.
That's better than what's a Biden Duckworth.
Yeah. What is the half a pound duck?
Yeah, Biden what duck is a Biden you? Duck worth? Anyway, 59 cents a pound. Yeah, there you go.
You know, and I have a comment. I'm glad that neither of us are on Twitter because they would be raging on us. You know, clearly Twitter's out there so far because, you know, what they're doing and this this whole thing about destroying people's character and something and this council, you know, cancel culture. You know, I kept thinking, you know, someone from one of those 35,000 people Facebook hired would find us, but I'm just glad I'm not doing Twitter. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you ever did you?
Twitter? I'm all over Twitter.
Yeah. You're all over Twitter?
I'm all over Twitter, man.
And they don't come after you?
No. Wow. I put our shows up all the time and we're on
and
Twitter.
No one's responded with everything we've talked about. That's incredible.
Yeah, we're on LinkedIn too.
Wow.
Yeah, we're everywhere. Unbelievable. Yeah, we're on three Facebook pages.
Yeah. That's right.
A Twitter and a LinkedIn, and plus we're also on the radio group on
and Trump on, Political Therapy. They share, I share with them every day, and then they share it often. I think they're at 52,000 people now on Trump Political Therapy.
Yeah. I wish they'd decide to show up one day. Be nice.
Yeah,
did. Apparently nobody's getting it.
They get it because I get comments on my Facebook from them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good show and enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you. Long-standing question. This is ridiculous because I've been thinking of this question for years. But it just occurred. Now, these Tom thoughts, are they really just yours, or is there a site you go to and pick them?
What do you mean? The Tom's Indisputable Facts and stuff like that that are on? Yeah. Well, I can't tell you that.
No, you can't. Okay. I had to ask because, you know, I like all of them.
Well, some of them are mine. Yeah, some of them are mine. But, yeah, I have some sources of the secret.
You're a regular journalist, too.
Yeah. Yeah, every once in a while I find something that's funnier than I am, but
every once in a while, yeah. Well, that's right. I don't think any of them are as famous as you are, Mayor.
I'm sure they're not. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm making them famous by using their stuff, then, I guess. Well, guess what, Shane? Biden's campaign orders staff to delete TikTok from their phones because why? Well, we all know why. Top lawyer sent memo to staff to delete TikTok on Monday, cited security and privacy concerns over the Chinese-owned service. I guess probably it's the Russians are okay. Yeah, the Russians can come on in.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's banned in India now.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, and it's banned in Hong Kong. Yeah. The Chinese have been banned in Hong Kong. But the fascinating thing about this is that at 12:35, I'm watching the hearing, and he's been on for like 45 minutes, and he says, can I have a five-minute break? And Chubby Nadler goes, no, we're almost finished here. And then that congresswoman from Ohio says, this is the Attorney General of the United States. He's just asking for it. How rude are you that you won't allow him a five-minute break? I mean, the guy's 70 years old, right? Like, we all know why five-minute break. Does he have to ask Chubby Nadler if he can go take a leak? I mean, seriously. it's down anyway. So they took a five-minute break, and then they went from that to you know, the ghost Biden is making some speech, you know, and I was listening to it as I was trying to get my computer to work. And again, he's talking about what he's going to do. And the list that he's of things he's reading, Trump's already done. Like, it's really scary. It's like he's paying people millions and millions of dollars as consultants and lawyers as well. You know, I mean, we see the millions, tens of millions he's spending. Yeah. And this kind of speech they put together with him is to talk about things that Trump's already done. I guess they don't think the American people know that. I don't know. It's strange to me.
Well, apparently not. But yeah, Nadler is 73. So you'd think he would be the one that needs a break. Bart Barr's nowhere near 73.
Or something to go eat. I mean, you know, they start.
No blood sugar, eating. Probably. Yeah, that's it. That's where we are.
Yeah, Nadler looks like he might have a big issue with diabetes. I would think he might. And Barr, too.
Didn't he have bypass? Didn't he do bypass somewhere along the line?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And stents?
I thought he did somewhere.
And Nadler's lost like over 100 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's only about 3 feet tall, but,
he's like Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton looks like he's got some kind of illness because he's so skinny now. You know, I mean, when I think about what he looks like, he looks like he's lost 150 pounds.
Well, in 2002 and 2003, he had laparoscopic duodenal switch surgery, which helped him lose more than 100 pounds. And he still looks like he's 100 pounds still to go.
Does that mean he's able to stomach?
I should be talking about that. I should be talking about weight loss.
No, but isn't that basically... Anyway.
Isn't that basically what?
You're right, Bruce. It is campaign commercial material.
Yeah.
Bruce Holmes was commenting about the commercial material. Yeah. Yeah, for them to go back.
Yeah, when my belt has its own zip code, I don't know. There's something wrong. Somewhere. All right. What else we got here? We got to talk about something more interesting than that. So, well, the Democrats are still far apart, and the GOP, of course, on the virus aid talks. What are they going to do with unemployment? What are they going to do with schools? What are they going to do with lawsuits against merchants? What are they going to do with opening? What are they going to do about vaccines, masks? I don't know. It never ends.
Well, the speaker, you know, Nancy Pelosi, the mother hen, you know, she comes out and now this doesn't make sense at all to me. We talked about it briefly, but I'll say it again. I mean, of the two parties, the most lawyers back the Democratic Party, and she doesn't want to give them some, you know.
Yeah, the trial lawyers are a big contributor to the Democrat Party.
They don't want this anti-suit thing because, you know, they want to go sue every guy. But the funny thing about it is, to me, is that ultimately, if there are any of these suits, they're going to be in urban cities controlled by Democrats. The demolition states run by demolition governors and demolition mayor. So I mean, it's a quagmire they find themselves in by not doing it. You think they do it just to sort of protect their own?
Well, you'd think so, but you know, they might end up. They might be fearful of their ending up in one of the courts that Trump appointed one of the 200 judges.
That's true too.
Tell more of that issue. can't do it in Kansas. Can't do it in Nebraska.
They can in the 9th district, you know.
We can only do it in the 9th district in New York. Only two places there. Well, I don't know. They got the Democrats want $3 trillion. The Republicans want $1 trillion. They want to cut the 600 a week to 200 a week, plus your regular unemployment, of course, and then get you a $1,200 check again, and that's basically
what we talked about. The Republicans will give you 70% of what you would make work.
Yeah,
Yeah. We really need you to get back to work. We got to open the economy. Companies are trying to open up, and you're not going back to work. So
yeah.
It's one of those tough things.
Yeah. Well, I know last night they gave a bunch of figures of businesses, just Main Street mom and pop places that are not going to be able to reopen again. You know, their rent, all of the things, they weren't quick enough to get the PPP money. And, you know, even if there's more PPP money out there, you know, it's not going to be enough to save their business. So.
Well, and your workforce impacted 142 million. So, you know, that's 28 million from where it was, not 40 million like the Democrats keep talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 15 or 10, over 10 million of that are, you know, small business, right? I mean, private sector jobs, you know, they're missing 15 million jobs they lost. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a pretty remarkable reality that if those are the jobs we're talking about, the small business, restaurants, bars, small companies with less than 50 employees, you know, you get that 15 million back and you're back at 157. Well, the Democrats don't want that.
No.
Right? Clearly.
Well, particularly in the black community and the Asian and Hispanic communities, they don't want that back So. Yeah, they would really be screwed if the economy came roaring back and unemployment dropped. And it could. It could between now and November. It could drop.
Yeah, well, it was pretty sad, the accusations they were making about your president's attempt to deal with this COVID virus thing. And it is a horrific issue to deal with, it, no question about it. That the world that he has to deal with and the economy and the world economy and... on and on, China, you know, Russia, you know, everybody, everything. I mean, it's not like he goes to the office at 5 a.m, which he does. You know, he goes to sleep about midnight, gets up at 5, like me. And, you know, he goes to the Oval Office and he sits down and, you know, there's one file on his desk, right?
Yeah.
Today's problem. No.
Yeah.
You know, there's a breakfast list. He doesn't eat breakfast because he's reading one of all the problems he's got to deal with that day.
Yeah. Well, if you're a Democrat, what are you going to do? You know, you're going to have to attack him on every issue, you know, that and the easiest one is that you didn't act fast enough on the curve, you know, whatever he did on the virus. It wasn't quick enough, you know, didn't do this, do that, you know, lied about this, lied about that. Fauci's right, Fauci's wrong.
Yeah.
Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. And I mean, if you're on the other side with Biden as your candidate, jeez.
That's pretty remarkable. It is.
I mean, that's like going to a, you know, to a Shriners barbecue and you brought bottled water.
Yeah. Or you go to a Shriners barbecue dressed as a night of Columbus, right?
Yeah.
With your sword, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't. We don't need water unless you're gonna mix it with the wild turkey.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right, Linda. Biden is a copycat, and he is taking Trump's agenda. But, you know, this is what he got caught with, you know, twice before running for president.
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, the other thing, too, is he turned down Wallace for an interview on Fox. He's not going to follow Trump. You know, Trump used all the hot water. He's not getting in that shower.
No. Biden will not do an interview with anybody.
I don't think so. Really.
I mean, yeah. No.
Not unless it's strictly controlled and they have editing approval.
Yeah. Well, oh, you mean so it wouldn't be live?
Yeah, well, whatever. You know, if he doesn't.
He's not. So why? He's not alive. So why should he do an interview then?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say it should be Weekend at Biden's.
Well, and just invite his wife and his sister along to hold him up, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Sweden is still lower than the rest of the countries, and I still stand that Trump shouldn't have fallen for the Democrats' trap by shutting down. Sweden is just fine. Well, Sweden's death toll is higher than the U.S., not as many people, but percentage of population. So they're not doing well in Sweden. So but it wasn't the Democrats or Trump that shut anything down. It was the local health departments that shut things down.
Exactly. Not even the governor. Yeah.
He didn't come out and say, "Hey, shut down." Yeah.
You do it. You don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, he left it up to the states and the governors and the health departments, because Trump didn't say, "Hey, shut down Bozeman, Montana," you know.
That's right. You know, we'll give you guidelines. We'll provide you all the information we have. We'll work with you. We'll provide you with whatever you want.
Yeah,
which they did.
Yeah,
and but nothing is ever good enough. It's all politics. But
yeah, well, particularly in an election year, if this, I was thinking the other night, I wonder how this would be if it was in Trump's first year. You know, I mean, when they were all over him for not being the legal president.
And a traitor.
Yeah, a legitimate president.
Yeah. And he was a traitor because
because of the Russians. Yeah. So, I wonder.
You have to look at it from the standpoint of the news cycle. It's so, so fast now and expanded compared to what it was, say, 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
But the fact is that, you know, the Democrats have learned to do two things: just lie, number one, mm-hmm. deny, number two. And then project, you know, blame them for what you're doing. And, you know, they'll never admit to having done something wrong. And it's just, the biggest one is, and I think this is true even with local politics, is Americans' memories can be pretty short sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people tend to like move on to stuff and forget what really happened or went on.
Yeah, let's see. Sweden had 79,000 confirmed cases and 5,700 deaths.
Oh, you're on the coronavirus file.
Well, I was just answering Jim's question about Sweden, that we looked it up. I don't just throw it out there, you know, because that's what I think. Or guessing.
You're so good. You're really good. You really are good. Yeah, I have to go to my window on my daily look at when I look at COVID and these numbers, because it's pretty big now, right? We're like, the whole world is overwhelmed by the fact that it's, what, 14 mm-hmm. or 15 million. So it's sort of getting close to the number of flu infections that you suffered, right? So everyone has to. Yeah, 79,000 cases. Well, 79,500, and as you said, 5,702 deaths. So,
Sweden's controversial decision not to lock down during COVID-19 produced more deaths and greater healthcare demand than seen in countries with earlier, more stringent interventions. A new analysis finds, but Sweden fared better than would be expected from its public health mandates alone, roughly similar to France, Italy, and Spain, countries that had more stringent measures but adopted them after the pandemic took hold there. Sweden's usual approach also saw fewer patients admitted to intensive care units than expected, but the country has seen a higher percentage of COVID-19 deaths in older patients outside ICUs than other countries when ICU beds were not limited. That suggests health authorities there have considered patients' chances of recovery in deciding who receives access to intensive care. So that's the info in Sweden, anyway. That's from the University of Virginia healthcare system, or health system, I guess, their report. Well, July 3rd.
And, you know, the sad thing is Spain, because now they're coming into the, you know, this is July and August, and especially August, because everybody in Europe, you know, we've talked about it for years, they take the month off. Well, now they have nowhere to go because, you know, the Mediterranean shut off. But Spain shut down this week because it's spiked.
Mm-hmm.
And Britain canceled flights, you know, to Spain for people because, you know, about 60% of the summer people to Spain come from England. Mm-hmm. Relative to that is the fact too that, you know, these airlines are in such are just in so much trouble over this whole issue, and they're trying to find some way to fly somebody somewhere, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have the little cone of silence come down over you in the plane.
Well, you know, and you know, you see these overflights, you know, of airports with all these planes just sitting there. And mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, like, you know, if you don't drive your car, you know, you at least go out and turn it on every two or three days, right?
Just well, they probably do that. They probably turn the planes on once in a while.
I'm wondering if they have guys out there. I would think they do. You know, they have, you know, employees out there starting up the engines on these planes. Because I don't know if I'd want to get in a plane that hasn't been running for a month.
Yeah. <You know>? Well, I don't know. I've heard that you know, the maintenance on planes is still the safest way to travel if you really want to come right down to it. Yeah, but I know in a commercial I saw years ago, and I don't remember the airline, but anyway, they said if you maintained your car like we maintain our planes, your car would last 100 years, you know, so apparently they replace everything on these things, you know, to make sure they don't fall out of the sky.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not well, a good.
And that's why, you know, if you ever watch a plane land, you see how big the landing gear are. And
Look how big the plane is. Jeez. Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, I have several friends that were pilots, you know, commercial pilots. It wasn't uncommon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, regular, like, tires would blow out. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And they would. Yeah, they would be sitting there at the gate waiting for them to change the tire.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they do that. They do that screechy, smoky thing whenever they land. You know, I don't know how many landings you get out of a tire.
I don't think of any. I mean, when you watch these guys racing and you see how fast and how often they change tires on those cars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know, they're going on a track and a bank track at that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, rubber against the roads probably erodes the tire very quickly.
Yeah, I would think they'd just be solid rubber tires. I don't know, but
no, I don't think that would make for a comfortable landing.
I've been in a few landings that weren't comfortable.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about that.
Bang! Jeez, my tailbone hurts.
No, I mean, I've been in a couple of landings, you know, where they get that crosswind and you see the plane will.
Yeah, like, where you're coming in, you're going back and forth. Bang, you're down you go. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Which side of the runway is he going to land on?
Yeah, there's none of that here. The engines just kind of slow down and you just kind of float down. Yeah, no, none of that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, the other thing that's coming up that the Democrats and the GOP are far apart on, and also we've got merchants, Shane, and the insurers battling over the coverage because for the people who aren't business owners, there is a thing you can buy called business interruption insurance. But if your business is interrupted for some reason.
By the way, a lot of these major restaurants, chain ones, you know, like with chefs, I can't.
Right, yeah.
Rattle off the
time. Yeah.
They had this. They had this interruption insurance, and then the insurers wouldn't honor it because they said the government shut it down. You know, that's what qualified in your policy. Like, what?
But that's well, in this in this case, they aren't saying they're battling over whether or not a pandemic is covered or not in a lot of these policies. So some of these people are, you know, if they didn't get the PPP money to keep going, the next place where you go is your business interruption insurance. And, you know, go to the insurer and say, hey, you know, my business is shut down, you know, and they say, well, why is it shut down?
I know.
Yeah, is there something wrong with your business? No. Well, guess what?
I know.
Not paying you.
And meanwhile, the third hurricane to hit the Hawaiian Islands, no television. And of course, there's one that came ashore quickly in Texas, no mm-hmm. coverage.
Yeah.
And it's not a good thing to be in a natural disaster. Because it creates such a horrific despair when you lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of these things that you just, it's very difficult to overcome that you lose everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this just in, the head of the U.S. Park Police testifies at a House committee. I think if you testify, you're under oath, aren't you, Shane?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. On what happened during infamous Trump photo call outside the White House on June 1st, Gregory Monahan told lawmakers there was zero correlation between him ordering protesters cleared out of the park and Trump walking to the church. But he was unable to point out any immediate threat that justified his officer's sudden violent drive against the hundreds gathered there. So.
Well, interestingly, you brought that up because that gentleman's name came up at the hearing today, mm-hmm. the attorney general, and he tried to answer like three times. I take back my time.
Yeah.
And finally, a Republican said, would you like to respond to this issue? And he goes, yeah, we made that decision the night before to move people from J Street back to H Street because of the riots out in front of the White House the night before. And they had violently, attacked one of the guard posts in the building. I remember watching it burn down. And they were trying to pull down the fencing they had. So they asked them to move because the Secret Service wanted to go in and put a taller fence up. That was mm-hmm. the reasoning. It had nothing to do with the president deciding the next day in the afternoon to walk across the street. And a Republican said to him, well, had you not moved those people back, that church would have burned down, would it not? And he said, yeah, because, we wouldn't have been able to get the fire engine in there to put the basement fire out that they started. So,
yeah. Well, that's what I say. When you're under oath, you pretty well have to say, yeah, the president didn't tell me to clear all these guys out because he wants to walk over to the church.
No, it had nothing to do with
that. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. That's why being under oath is not giving a statement to a reporter or something like that. You're in the House of Representatives chambers there, and you're sworn to tell the truth for pain of perjury.
The other thing that was incredibly consistent was they all got this, like we talk about with the woke media using certain comments every day, they get an email. Well, it was like several of these congressmen kept making the accusation of, there's two types of justice, there's justice for you and Donald Trump's friends and everybody else. And it's wow, you're projecting that one way out there. Seriously. All these people that lied in front of you in committee hearings and you're accusing.
I saw a political cartoon of Stone skipping out of prison, and the windows are full of convicts saying, I'm a friend of Trump's. I'm a friend of Trump's. I'm a friend of Trump's.
And they hammered him on that.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah.
Again, they wouldn't let him answer. And then when he was given the right to answer by a Republican, he said, "Look, we went to court to the judge, and we said, look, this is what someone should be normally charged or go to jail for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what these prosecutors have come up with, and we just don't think it's fair." And the judge agreed. Yeah. It was the judge that decided in a court. Mm-hmm. But, all these congressmen said, that's a lie, that's a lie. And he's sitting there going, no, no, it's not. The judge agreed with us.
Anytime there's a Trump victory, He lied. I lied about it. You know, he was convicted. He was this. He was that. You know, whatever. Anyway.
But it goes to your tipping point. You know, Eagle Man, you brought it up yesterday about the rioting and Black Lives Matter. And you know, it's the same thing watching it today with this whole issue of projecting and falsely accusing people. I mean, when you think of the time and the cost and the projection that went on for 3 years about your president, they found nothing. And so it rolls over to the Floyd thing, that rolls over to the rioting and the burning and the destruction and, you know, all these peaceful protesters, and then Antifa and all these other people hijacking it and doing all this destruction. And it's like, haven't we seen this movie before? Didn't we just I mean, granted, no one was, you know, trying to burn down courtrooms when they were doing this, or shift show no one tried to burn bunker.
I was gonna say,
I wonder how short the American people's memories are. It's gonna be like, that's gonna be another concern, like everything else, you know, open schools, COVID, the economy, these policy concerns we talk about, but memory may just be one.
Well, we'll know in 99 days or 98 days, however many it is, somewhere in there. We're going to find out. Well, in other news, Trump reportedly is going to send another 100 more federal agents to Portland to pull people off the street into unmarked vans and not identifying themselves, and taking them to China to the Yerger compound, I guess. He made a deal with Chi. Take them in there. They can make sneakers.
Yeah, this came up again today. So the congressman would start off, do you think it's right to attack protesters? No, he says. Yeah. So is it right to tear gas protesters? No. So why'd you do it? Why are you doing it in Portland? Well, we're not tear gassing the protesters. We're tear gassing the people that are attacking a federal courthouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the protesters are being assaulted by what you're doing. It's just like, wow.
I know. Yeah.
And then they deny there's any, that it's a peaceful protest.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They're just standing out there with their signs singing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, and then they brought up the mothers, that the human shield of mothers. Like, who would use your mother as a human shield?
I know.
Aren't you supposed to use people you don't care about for a human shield? I mean, isn't that the theory behind it? Like,
Our moms were out there holding a candle vigil, and it just got out of hand. That's what happened.
Yes, and then they put the candles out because that was too religious.
That's right. Yeah,
and they're all secular.
We couldn't do that. They only had white candles. That was a big screw up by someone.
Someone really screwed up on that one. Yeah,
then the flame was all yellow, and the Chinese got all upset. All Chinese protesters started bitching.
And the fish are upset because they used the blue-headed wooden match to light it.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah,
all the blue fish are upset.
I don't know, man. Whatever you do, it's not right. Can't be right. Somebody's gonna bitch about it.
Exactly. So you have to see it as entertainment. It's become entertainment. It's all it is now.
Yeah. I guess if you got 100 federal agents locking arms in yellow vests in front of a courthouse, that's not a mom's march, I guess.
Yeah, but they all refer to these U.S. Marshals that are protecting this federal building as troops, stormtroopers, and Nazis. And he, again, that came up in the hearing, and he talked about, he said we just have a little less than 100, but we're sending in more because they're getting tired and they're trying to defend that building. And it's not an easy thing to do. And these people have a job to do, and they're hanging in there. They're holding up and hanging in there. So it's a remarkable thing to realize that Americans who have a job to secure and defend your security in a courthouse, because U.S. that's U.S. Marshals' job.
Mm-hmm.
You, when you go into a courthouse, you know, you have county sheriffs now, and you're, I would assume, like we do, the sheriff's department sort of protect the courthouses here. The police or the RCMP don't, but sheriffs do.
Yeah.
And so their job is to make sure that people, you know, don't defame or paint or attack a judge or somebody or a jury or whatever. But so it's one of these things where, okay, so these people are hired to do this job, and they're doing their job, and they're trying to survive, because I don't know what even would happen to those people if they managed to get into that courthouse. I mean, it's 62 days now or whatever it is, right?
Yeah. No, it'd be, well, it'd be just like the police station in Minneapolis, you know, set on fire and burned, I guess, you know, and you're, that's, you know.
Yeah, it's just
save your gavel and get the hell out.
Yeah. If your gavel got burnt, you know, mail it to the Speaker of the House.
That's right. Yeah. Just
send her giant gavel she uses.
Yeah, use this one. Yeah. This is your party's gift to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's true. And someone, you know, when people graduate from law school, you know, very often someone in the family will give them a gavel, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that if you're a lawyer, the hope is that one day you get a job as a judge.
Right? Yeah.
That's the brass ring.
I was going to say, yeah, it depends on how far you want to go. But, yeah, I think a lot of lawyers would like to be judges, because you just have to sit there and decide yes or no. It's just that easy.
Well, that's right. And in most cases, both criminal and civil cases, judges sit in the courtroom for 5 hours a day, in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, with breaks.
Yeah.
Okay. You know. So, it's not like they sit in court for 8 hours a day. I know. I've been there.
Yeah. Me too.
I was in court for 6 months, so you know, defending myself. So. Yeah, don't get started with the courts, because it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine the kangaroo courts in Canada. Jeez. Holy smokes. You're guilty in Canada, aren't you? Don't they go by French rules? Aren't you guilty until you prove your innocence?
No, that's France. But I can't use that word.
You're lucky you weren't in Quebec.
If I ever spent time on a Saturday, or, you know, even for an hour one of these days, about what I've been through.
We'll have to mark that down for a Saturday show.
Oh, man.
Shane and Perry Mason.
Well, all I can tell you is the basis of law in Western civilization is something that is called an affidavit that was created in like the 14th century in common law in England. And that's a basis of law. So, you know, you get someone to file an affidavit, it's true and honest. Otherwise, they could be in serious, it's like
they're in trouble. Yeah.
It's like, you know, taking the oath before Congress, right?
Yeah, you're swearing or affirming what you say is true. Yeah.
So if a lawyer brings in an affidavit, other lawyers will tell you that they can destroy that affidavit, you know,
right.
In 5 minutes.
Right? That's right. I'll rip his throat out.
But if they bring in an affidavit that he clearly has misrepresented what he said, you know, that's okay, too.
Well, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
All right. Well, the other newsworthy thing, I guess, that happened today is Trump has decided he'll allow Dreamers to renew their DACA protection for a year. And then Congress needs to get off its butt and decide what to do with these people.
Well, but policy is probably smart, because I think the majority of Americans think they should stay. They really don't have any home, number one. We know the story. But politically, it's really smart, because what he's doing is he's spinning this on the Democrats. Now, let's see how they project it, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, the Hispanic vote, the Dreamers now can breathe a sigh of relief. Not that they couldn't before, but, you know, but they will, you know. Isn't Trump basically declaring martial law? No, that's a talking point that is the new talking point, I guess. Where are the conservatives in the 10th Amendment? Well, if they violate the 10th Amendment, let us know. But so far, all they're doing is protecting government property, and anyone who attacks it, they are arresting those people and turning them over to local law enforcement, as far as I know.
Well, and not only that, he doesn't really need to declare martial law. That's more of a state action by a governor, number one, or a city.
You call out the National Guard, and
yeah. And we've gone over all the other agencies like they're using right now, like to help in Chicago and in Portland. And he has, a lot of different legislation that. Like the Enforcement Act, which we've gone over, it's been around since 1871.
Yeah,
and so under that, that's been used by. Look at the President Eisenhower. You know, he sent the military into the South so black kids could go to school, right?
And Lincoln suspended habeas corpus.
Exactly.
Lincoln.
So, there's all kinds of things that a president has as the executive to be able to deal with these types of the Insurrection Act and all the other. We've talked about all of them. And to talk about.
Yeah.
So if anyone didn't hear us and, throw us a comment, we can go over them again.
Yeah, we'll be happy to renew them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The president isn't a dictator. The president doesn't have unlimited powers. There's checks and balances. That's why we have three forms of government or three, bodies of government. That one
and,
is.
And all these acts we talked about, like the Insurrection Act and the one I was just commenting on, they've all been passed by Congress.
Yeah.
And the Senate, and by other presidents, it's all precedence. It's not, and that's why it's really hard being a president.
That's true.
Because if you don't know these things, if you never read about these, you've got to really deep dive into American history to learn about these different. So, you need to have people around you, like, your White House counsel that said, well, we've got this Insurrection Act, Mr. President. Oh, well, give me that to read, right? It's like the Production Act that he used with COVID and all the other acts that he used to spur on the success of healing your country. And, what you and I have learned about your government since February is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, again, Trump's not forcing states to open schools. That's up to local school boards, whether they want to open or not, and when and how they're going to open. That's true here in our little mecca of Bozeman. Trump's not going to come in here and force the Bozeman School District to open, or Livingston or Belgrade or any place else. That'll be up to that particular school board. He did say he was going to hold funds for schools, much like Carter withheld funds if we didn't go 55, if we didn't change our speed limit to 55. And I thought that was unconstitutional then, and it would also be unconstitutional in my thinking that I don't think the president has the right to withhold funds from anyone.
That's true, and a couple of reports and some reading I've been doing, with regards to the Catholic schools, particularly in the Northeast, they all have waiting lists now, because the Catholic schools decided 30 or 40 years ago, because of government funding and so forth, or tax, rights, or being able to maintain their status, and that they had to let anyone in their schools, and so they have. And but now, parents are saying, well, I want my kid in school. If I have to send him to a private school or a Catholic school or a Methodist school, anyway, might be a good time for churches to start looking at utilizing their facilities to teach children. I mean, if they can't have school, if they can't have a church on Sunday, use it from Monday to Friday for school. I mean, there's lots of spacing.
Well, in Nevada, you can't go to church, but you can go to the casino, you know, as long as it's 50% or 75% full. And we thought Carter was a jerk, and Trump's a jerk too, if he thinks he's going to withhold funds from schools, because he's not going to do that. So, I mean, he can talk about it all day long, but it's still going to be up to local school boards whether they open or not. So Trump's not going to come in here and say you can't open. So,
and he's not. He's saying, you know, he's saying if we're going to provide funding to the state, we want to target it. We're just not going to give him a bag of money and let it go into the black hole. You know, if we're giving you this money for schools, that's what you have to use it for. And that's why he's having a problem. You know, they're having a problem with the Democrats, because these are all black bags to go in the black hole. They don't want in this legislation to direct the spending. And the Republicans saying, we have to direct the spending. This is where it's got to be spent.
Yeah, but Trump definitely doesn't want to close the schools.
That's going to decide the election. I'm telling you, the October surprise is going to be open schools. Because that's a suburb issue. Huge.
Yeah. And as I say, it'll be up to our local school boards how they do it, when they do it, and what schools they do it in. So it's kind of a moot point what Trump does or doesn't say or do.
Now, caller on our Saturday show brought up the issue about the AFFH, the Affordable Housing Act, that Biden and Obama has shifted around. And we talked about we've talked about it a few times in the last few days, but this is a scary thing, because it's an effort by the federal government to take over your neighborhood. Can you imagine being forced? Like, if you like in what's the big suburb just outside of Bozeman, the biggest one to your west, I think it is.
Suburb,
you know, like outside of Bozeman, you know, where people live. Like,
not a clue.
Well, you know, to your west, you've got a little town outside of Bozeman. They're trying to annex part of it and so forth.
No, they're just trying to annex a portion of, it's a street, not a suburb. I don't remember. We talked about it, but I don't remember what it is.
Well, anyway, the point is, if you live in a suburb, they want to force you to get federal funding to build, you know, low-income housing. And, so you're talking $30, $40, $50 million projects. Well, that's pretty significant. Taxes you have to pay more taxes for that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This stuff is serious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Maybe the President of the United States of America should just allow local boards of ed to figure out what's best for their communities, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm glad you finally agree with us. Maybe you should stop the smack talk about holding money that mostly goes to unprivileged programs. Does he really want to hurt poor families? Seems like it. Well, what he's going to withhold the lunch money and give the book money? I don't think so.
I don't think I've heard anything like that from your president.
Yeah.
Nor the Republican Party. They're all engaged in education and wanting the schools open. And they know the difficulty children have in inner city.
And the budget is there. The budget's already been passed for the schools, for the Board of Education. So it's a done deal. Vouchers are a great idea, but separate issue from withholding funds for school lunches. Isn't that typical of liberals, that they go right to the poor kid with no lunch? How about the rich kid that, you know, where's the patent leather shoes to school every day and got the big house with a gate? What about him? What does he get?
I hate to disappoint all of you, but Nixon is the one who did this first. He was the one that started the school lunch program.
Yeah, so thanks, Dick.
You know, let's be careful, folks. You know, we keep trying to remind you that all the time that the Democrats keep projecting what, you know, they have done very little, actually.
Craig, I've said it once, I'll say it again.
They know how you're spending money. Yeah.
Trump is not going to withhold money from the schools.
No. Not going to happen.
Ain't going to happen. So,
no. Didn't say that last week. I, as much as I didn't want to, I watched the interview. But no, that didn't happen. It that was mischaracterized. You know what I mean? It's very sad.
Well, any money that's given to anybody anywhere is approved by Congress. So
that's right.
And he's got to sign off on it.
Right.
The budget's created. Right. Yeah. He can make suggestions on the budget. The budget and where it goes is Congress. So if you got a bitch, I'd take it to the Democrat run House of Representatives. So if that's your
they create it, baby. They create the legislation.
That's right. So if there's any withholding of anything, talk to Nancy.
That's right. And that's why your Unitarian form of government is so great, because the House is represented by population, so equal representation. And the Senate is bound by equal reputation or representation by the number of senators. So they have to negotiate. They have to, you know, they have to combine.
They have to agree. They have to compromise.
Yeah. That's right. And on top of it, you know, the majority in the Senate, if it's the president's party, you know, they'll pick the phone up and call him and say, "Will you sign it?" And he'll go, "No."
Yeah.
I mean, because you need a 2/3 majority in the Senate to overturn his veto. So, yeah. it's just not going to happen. So, you know, you can't get axed the thing that he did through the House unless they compromised, which they did, and he got it.
Yeah.
You know, they're all beefing about this big tax cut. Like Pelosi, all he did is cut taxes for the richest. No. You did that, Nancy. If that's what you think that legislation did, you're the one who did it. You passed it in the House.
Yeah.
Sorry, but that's...
Try and keep up, Craig. Trump didn't take money from the military. The judges stopped him from doing that.
That's correct.
If you remember. So, yeah. It didn't happen. Congress did appropriate some money for him, and that's the way it happened. So...
They compromised.
They compromised. Right? What a deal.
But you won't hear a Democrat admit that they gave him money to build a wall. They'll just say, he stole it from he sold it from the military. No.
Yeah, he tried to take it from the military. The court stepped in and said, "No, thank you. You ain't gonna do that." So
they compromised.
Yeah, look it up. All right. Well, in ridiculous things that we can end the show on, Shane, we got two of them. One is Kanye West pushes ahead to appear on the New Jersey ballot. Now, this could give New Jersey to Trump if the Democrats go over there. Yeah.
And Booker could lose his reelection as senator.
He could lose his reelection as senator. Yeah.
That's right. He's up for re-election.
So, Kanye could give Trump that victory
in New Jersey. But I think New Jersey is going to go with him anyway. I really do. And I think Booker's going to lose his seat. I do.
I don't know. Man, New Jersey, that's pretty Democratic.
Really?
Yeah.
The previous governor was a Republican.
I understand that. But so was Illinois.
Okay.
But they're a red state or a blue state. I mean,
I'm telling you, it's going to be great.
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just stating my opinion like you're stating yours.
I may light up a cigar on election night because, you know, just, you know, sit there with a whiskey and a cigar and a Stella. And
yeah. Don't light it up too quick.
I want to see Florida first, right? It's all going to come down.
I think Florida will be the deciding factor. So if Florida goes, then Ohio will, and so will Michigan,
Ohio will,
Pennsylvania, and all those others. Yeah, okay.
Right.
All right. We'll see.
Because of the major states, right? It's California, New York, and Texas too.
Yeah,
I don't think Texas will be hard for him, but Florida. It depends on COVID. It all depends on COVID in Florida.
Yeah,
because it's all local politics.
And where right depend, yeah, we've got a lot of time between now and then. But 90 days doesn't seem like much, but hell of a lot of things can happen between now and then.
Yeah, this virus, they can spike ugly, buddy. You know, we've seen it.
Japanese could attack again. Who knows? All right, my last one. And I want your opinion, Shane. Was this voluntary or not? The head of the CDC in China gets ejected with experimental vaccine. I think he said, "Hey, I'll go first."
Well, keep in mind they've been using it in Argentina and Brazil already. So yeah, he's got a little cover there. So.
Yeah, but this is experimental. Yeah, I don't know if this is the same one they're using somewhere else, but yeah.
Didn't who was talking to Fauci and said that, you know, that doctor from Fox, wasn't he talking to the president and he said, "Oh, we'll take it together or something?"
Yeah.
With vaccine. Yeah. So yeah, this is a way for Chi, you know, for life, chairman, dictator, fascist state.
But Chi and the CDC guy should have taken it together.
Yeah, you tell everyone you'll take the shot. I'm not telling everyone. I'm not going there. There you go.
Yeah,
that's Chinese politics for you.
Yeah, Lee says
you're not a wingman, but a wingnut. You know, you let a wingnut do it. Okay. You're the wingnut today. All right.
Are you through?
I'm done.
Okay, thanks.
You said comment. All right, I'm trying to come up with something.
Well, I thought you were done, but you kept on going. So, you're still going. Yeah. Lee says, Craig, yes, like maybe teach the difference between socialism, Marxism, fascism, and communism. Some of the college students had none of this in high school. And when you question them about it, they give you the deer in headlights look. Yes, they do. That's for sure.
They do.
They do give you that look. Linda thinks Trump will take Florida. So,
thank you, Linda. I do too.
Yeah. All right. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us today, mostly because we've run out of things to talk about. Well, there's plenty to talk about, but...
Not really. Give me like 2 seconds.
Yeah, the only reason we do an hour here is because it takes forever for it to download to YouTube. It's like it's a monster file. So it does take some time. So that's why we only do an hour on here. Plus, we're tired. You know, we're old people. So don't forget, hey, we are live and well on the air Saturdays at 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. You can go over there and listen to us loud and clear over there. Just click on Listen Now. And you don't have to download any player or anything like that. You just click on Listen Now, and boom, you're listening to us. You can call us. You can text us. We have plenty of ways for you to reach us. You can reach us on our app, all kinds of stuff. You can also listen to all of our previous shows, including this one at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast. And if you're watching us on YouTube, by all means, please subscribe, comment, and like us, because... I mean, come on, you've been here for a while. We're likable guys. What's wrong with that? Jeez. So, hey, thanks for watching. We're done for the day. Say goodbye, Shane.
Indeed. Be happy, be safe, live in the moment, live to work. God bless the people of America and Canada. What a great continent. And the two best country clubs in the world.
Amen. Yes, sir. All right. Linda says, thanks for the great show. We appreciate that very much. Thanks to all the Facebook folks. Thanks for all the comments and everything. Spirited discussion all around. We always like that. And all views are welcome here. And if you think it out there, there's a pretty good chance we'll say it here. So we'll see everybody tomorrow with Mike McCormick tomorrow. So that should be fun.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah.
I don't know. Tomorrow's hump Wednesday, day. Isn't it? It's hump day tomorrow. This is Tuesday, the day I hate worst of the week. Oh, I'm glad it's over. Screw Tuesday.
Take care, you man.
All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow without Mike McCormick, just Shane and myself. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Money Mike on Thursday, folks.